The Pokemon Go podcast is made possible 100% by you and other listeners just as awesome as you are. If you want to support the show and get a little something in return, just go to patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast.
Welcome to Pokemon Go Podcast. I am the Rock God of Podcasting, Charles McFall, as my title says, on the stream. Right there, the man who's quickly making me unnecessary and therefore highly fireable, Joseph Ark.
I don't know about highly fireable, but okay.
I don't know, man. You're like 90% of the show. I think my whole thing is whoop, 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 intro. And hey, Joe, tell me this. Hey, Joe, tell me that. You know, I'm just saying, I know my role. I could be replaced. You don't have to threaten me, Joe. Mr. Ard. You don't have to threaten me, Mr. Ard. It's okay. Please let me come back next week.
All right, I guess so.
Okay, cool. All right, so, dude, experiences of the week. I've got two quick ones because I know you're going to be slightly distracted by that stuff online. And that's the biggest thing with this. It's hard to keep your mind right on the show and don't worry about it. We can fix the little things as we go. It's fine. So for the podcast, Joe is now streaming. He is handling the stream on his side. So there's a little distraction there at the beginning, and no big deal. But here is my experiences, Joe. Two of them. One's are in Discord, which if you don't have open, I can pull up easily and read those experiences off. But it was, I got to the end of the 7-day path, right? Got my box, and it was Kyogre, and I was excited. It was a plain one. It wasn't, you know, straight blue one, but that's okay. I like that big, wet guy. So I caught him, and that made me happy. Now, here's the not-so-happy one, is I pull up to work the other day, and Team Rocket is at my stop. I mean, I literally park in one spot that I know I'm going to get the stop because it's right here at my car, and they're there. Cool. I haven't memorized any of the opening sayings, right, because I know there's a list of sayings of who it might be. And I'm like, all right, let's go in. And I always just take the team that's recommended. Have not had a single issue until that day. The first one out of the gate is Snorlax. Awesome. So Snorlax takes 1.5 Pokemon to get through, but I get through him. Second one out of the gate is Poliwag. Okay. Poliwag's the middle evolution, right?
No, Poliwhirl is.
Poliwhirl is the second one I'm fighting. So Snorlax, I'm glad I went three Snorlaxes. Snorlax, Poliwhirl, and I've got two Gyaradoses and the big metal robot. I lost my brain for a second.
Which big metal robot?
The one with the big legs that does Meteor Smash. And goes, rah!
Not Mel Metal.
Not big steroid dude.
Metagross.
Yes. So I have two... I have two Gyaradoses and a Metagross because that's the highest ones I got. And they just was, hey, take these. Okay. Well, Gyarados and Metagross, whatever, they go after Snorlax, get him down. Poliwhirl comes up, gets into my last Gyarados, but I got him down. Who was the third one? Crap. I can't remember now. The third one was a decent, it was a fairy type, I want to say. Because I lost, so I got a tip about, oh, do this against fairy types. No, it wasn't a fairy. I take it back. It was a Gyarados.
Mm. Oh, there you go.
So, no, not there you go, because my Gyarados was slower than his Gyarados, and I got my tail chewed off. So, I'm like, okay, all right, I know who it is now. I got my champs ready. I got Jolteons ready. Bring it. And they still beat me, although my Machamp thrashed. I mean, it was close, but it was like, the first one was, okay, I got him halfway down. Now, here's another Pokemon, got him the rest of the way down. Machamp got him all the way down with a little bit of health left. Poliwhirl, I went through, and Jolteon. And I took a
really?
Wateryon. What's the Wateryon? Hydro. No, not Flareon. That's the fight. No, Wateryon. The one everybody likes that is out of the meta now.
Vaporeon?
That's it. Yeah, well, he was Vapor, that's for sure. Because I took him, because he's pretty strong. It's like, I'll take him in for Poliwhirl, whatever, to finish. Nope. That my Jolteon, which is a really good Jolteon. I mean, he's high up on my list. And I'm like, shock, 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 shock. Like I'm riding a cowboy. I don't know what I'm doing this for. But I'm shocking him. And he's just like, bite, bite. and I'm about to hit my ultra, and I died. I'm like, what is it? No! Gyarados should be, like, fried by now. What is up? So, Team Rocket. So, I lost, and I walked away. I had to get to work. How about you, Joe? How about you, Joe? How was your week?
My week was pretty good. I got a new wee little Snorlax. I suspect he's level one, but I haven't actually checked. But he's a Shadow Snorlax, 43 CP. I named him Tiny.
Nice. So,
yeah. I hatched a bunch of stuff. Nothing I was super crazy about. Actually, this Absol, I haven't checked its stats yet. No, its stats suck. But yeah, nothing crazy good. Not like last week when I got the Shiny Groudon and the Deoxys. But, you know, it's been a good week. I haven't been able to raid near as much because it's been hectic at work, but... Hopefully, after Dragon Con, it'll ease up a bit since somehow I timed everything so well that I have three projects due the week of Dragon Con.
Oh, no, man.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's rough. Yeah, I have taken off. Like, I've usually worked right up to the day I had to go set up at Dragon Con. And this year, I thought I was taking a day early off. To really get ahead, well, it turns out I have shows on Thursday night, which I didn't have before. So that day extra off, which was Wednesday, I'm now going in to build a whole lot of stuff. So I'm still working right up to where I have to go. But there's still breathing room. I get 2 days basically to set up instead of one. But, yeah, I've learned my lesson. You just have to if you can, which I know in your job, you might not have any control of it. But if you can set for nothing to be due that week, that's the way to go.
Yeah, I wish. I'm not the one that sets the due dates.
Yeah. And by the way, we've gotten a lot of new followers here on Twitch and a lot of new people downloading the podcast. So welcome and thank you. We had a great guest on last week, Garrett.
Wang.
Thank you.
Wrong.
No, you said it wrong. Team Rocket strikes. Wait, no. No, not Team Rocket. They're bad guys.
He corrected us once, well, and then every other time he spelled it out.
Yeah. So anyway, Garrett was on last week, and he was great. And so lots of cool people have come and checked out the show. I've been a little behind on promoting it, so I'm going to promote it tomorrow and get it out there so maybe more people come in. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in and hanging out with us. Just so you know, next week, no show on Thursday night because we're going to be at Dragon Con. You're coming in Wednesday or Thursday, Joe?
Wednesday night.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm still working a full day Wednesday and then leaving after I eat dinner here at home with the boys and my wife.
Gotcha. I'm trying to look. I'm in the Discord. They say last Monday, last Tuesday. Okay, so I need to go further back to the previous Thursday. All right. Yeah, there's 8:15. Did we talk about Fabian's Lucky Roselia? I think we did, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Yep.
Okay.
And we actually missed something last week and we're called out on it by Sock Monkey. His purified Snorlax was a 100% Snorlax.
I can't tell from here.
He uses a different IV checker than us, but if you look at the screenshot down on the bottom left,
oh, it's like I see it 100%. Now. Oh, sorry. So, see, you got take your complaints to Mr. Art. He now runs the show. He has to handle all that. I'm just here to have fun. And now I got to refresh my chat again because it's outrun the screen. So I love this update from Terry. He caught 3,202 Pokemon, hatched 156 eggs, and has earned 2.25 million Stardust on Saturday when it was the three-time Stardust event. Did you do anything on Saturday?
No, I didn't. I know that the special raid hour or 3 hours this weekend raid day was on Saturday, but no, I didn't get around to it.
It was deadly hot here. So, and I was busy playing Breath of the Wild. So, you know, either way, I'm good.
What I need to start playing and streaming because I've got the Elgato now.
Who is using my emojis? Really, those are my emojis. I'm looking down at this Terry Wolf one is Riolu. that is basically a perfect. It's got, yeah, it's 100%, right? It's got 3 gold stars and it's filled the bar all the way up. So, yeah, it's 100% real. And I see my face on. I was like, what? Wait, not one, but 2 people are using it. No, those are my emojis. Don't do that.
Well, yeah. Discord doesn't let you restrict emojis to specific people.
Well, so. Then you're welcome. Use them all the time. Then there's my mitten box is my joke about Kyogre. And let's see.
Yeah. So last week, Garrett asked for someone to show them getting an excellent curveball on a Zubat. And Eddie delivered. He sent us a video on Monday of him getting an excellent curve on a Zubat. Nice. And without using an anab berry to make it so it doesn't move.
Take that, Ensign Kim. What do you want? Come at me, bro. I mean, Eddie delivers. What can you say? Now, Eddie.
The handsome Kim.
Yeah. Now, Eddie, I want to see the curveball go around their head, come out, and hit them in the face on a Snorlax. Do me that video. You know, I always figure you – because it does a really, you do a slow curve and it does a slow curve. You do real tight one, it does. I'm like, surely I could spin this hard enough. I could throw it screwballs into them. That would be, do that video, Eddie. I want to see it. Just Will in our Discord. So if you want to be a part of our Discord and have us read off your experiences of the weeks, or you can just email us. But if you're wanting to be in the Discord, I'll get to the email in a second. You go to patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast and pledge, and all the levels, I do believe, get into our Discord. Joe, I think that's right.
Yep.
Yeah, so we have experience of the week, clips from Twitch. So, again, if you're watching tonight and you see something fun that that's going on, hit clip. And even if you're not part of the Discord group, right, just post it on our Facebook page. We'll be more than happy to put it in Discord and we'll share it everywhere.
Which is what Eddie did.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's awesome. But Just Will in Discord has said, had a bizarre Pokemon dream last night. Okay, let me read this before I read this out loud.
So while you're reading that, further down, Popeye 705 talks about how in a single night got 2 Deoxys and a shiny Rayquaza.
Wow. Pictures to prove it. That's beautiful. Okay, this is fine. Just Will's experience. This is experience. It's fine. I had a bizarre Pokemon dream last night. I was walking through Kanto when Ho-Oh flew overhead, just like in the anime. So naturally, I go find it. As I come up behind it, its tail is basically a jet engine, and it shoots fire. And it says, "You shouldn't have come to find me. You'll now die." It then uses its psychic ability, I know, strange, to pick up rocks and hurl them at me and my friend. It was terrifying.
Oh man.
So he played Pokemon before going to bed, and that led to a weird fever dream, it sounds like. So and Buckeye Fitzy here says he finished up the Rayquaza hour last week, the raid hour. He's in the car with the family, said, "Oh, I have to click on the Sneasel since it's never pink, and the wife and kid aggro was caused." But it was pink. He got him a shiny Sneasel. So very cool. That's for the experience of the week. All right, Mr. R, you ready for me to pitch you softballs and have you knock them out of the park, sir? Thank you, sir. What is the week 2 of the Ultra Bonus going on?
I don't know, but we should probably talk about week 1 first.
Well, I just put the links in. Don't please stop hitting me, sir. I'll do better next time.
I know. I should. If I wasn't so wrapped up in trying to figure out OBS.
I see it. I got it. Here we go. So what
down
was
at the
week
very
one?
Bottom, there's an infographic for all of the weeks. But yeah, we'll start with talking about week 1 of the Ultra Bonus. And so week 1 of the Ultra Bonus that is that will be upon us on September 2nd to September 9th. We're going to be able to hatch unknowns in 10K eggs that spell ultra. We will be able to have some Johto Pokemon in raids, including the legendary beasts with their shiny forms. Incubators will hatch twice as fast. And Sentret and Gligar are going to have their shinies out and about. So that is the first week of it. And I don't know, can you see the shiny forms?
On the Reddit, yes. In real life, no. But yeah, I see, yeah, Sentret.
Yeah, you will never see them in real life.
It feels that way. I still only have blue Gyarados, so, you know, Sentret.
You know, I have told you I have a spare gold Magikarp, right? I could, you know, trade it to you when we're, I don't know, at Dragon Con or something.
I thought you were already trading me something at Dragon Con.
No, I'm trading a lot of people at Dragon Con. I'm not sure if I have enough days to trade all the trades that people are wanting. Right? Yeah. Well, we'll see. A lot of these people are pretty high up in the friends list, so hopefully I've got enough dust. But anyway, so Sentret goes from being a brown to being a gold color.
It feels more Easter Bunny-esque in the shiny.
Yeah, kind
of. I don't know. That's just what I get out of it. Yeah. Ferret? Ferret-teasel? Yep. Ferret-teasel? Is that what is it? Ferret-chism?
Ferret becomes pink.
Yeah. Gilgar, blue.
Yeah, Gligar. I always say Gilgar, too, for whatever reason.
Why are our brains flip it? Yeah. You know, I've always said that. I know it's wrong. But...
And then Gliscor. I actually kind of dig the
bat
the light
scorpion.
Blue
yeah, the bat scorpion becomes a little bit more sky blue, which is more scary because you won't see him if you look up because that's like camouflage with the blue skies.
He's like, don't look at me. I'm just a kite flying around.
Nathan EP saying, just like cause I said, I wouldn't find any shinies, just like you'll never see a Snorlax. I got like 4 Snorlaxes now.
I transferred like 12
I didn't see
Snorlax
none of them in the wild, but I got them out of a box. It still counts. I'm a collector. It's on my shelf, mint and box. It's fine.
Charles is all about them loot boxes.
You know, you got to get yours where you can. So those are cool shinies, and that's starting week one. And when is week one? Is that now? Is that right now?
No, September 2nd to the 9th.
Okay. It's not even on the graphics. I went back to the graphic to see if I'd miss. So
September, it's on
the other graphic.
It's on
the bottom.
One of the graphics.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the bottom.
I gotcha. So then week two, presumably is the 10th through 17th?
16th.
16th. Yep. And that is Kanto regional Pokemon, more shinies. Now, do we know if they're only – no, I'm not talking about the regions. We'll get to that. But we know but the other shinies, are those permanent in-game? Or
yeah,
that just
be.
A week.
As far as I know, they haven't discontinued a shiny on purpose. Now they have done it on accident a couple of times, but they've never done it on purpose.
So now do we have more information other than shiny Kanto regionals are coming? Like is it Genghis Khan still only in Australia and you get the gray?
As far
green
as
one?
I know, still only still region locked, but
so
I could be
wrong. So we're going to get Seasick Tauros. That's what we're getting.
Yep.
Because that is Seasick Green right there.
The Jolly Green Tauros?
Yeah. Mr. Mime, you can't do anything to make Mr. Mime better. I'm sorry. It's just
I don't know. Yeah. The green feels a little less creepy than the pink.
Does
I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Now, just block it out. If you just saw two of them side by side, you'd still piss your pants and be freaked out.
Shiftworks is right. If we just look up above a little bit, the regionals will all hatch from 7K eggs.
Up above where?
Are you looking at the infographic?
No, I'm pulling the actual links themselves to look at the shinies.
Oh, okay.
All right, so now I'm opening the infographic.
On the infographic, the regionals will hatch from 7K eggs, and actually that portion of it will last for 2 weeks.
Okay. All right, so I was looking at the full-on. So in the show notes, you're going to have week one tag, and I'll show you in bigger pictures all the shinies for week one, and then you'll see the regional shinies in a bigger. That's why I was looking at those links. So I'm on the graphic now. Okay. I gotcha. And then week three. What's week three got for us, Joe?
All right. And week two is also going to have the takes half as long to hatch eggs. Actually, so does week three. So we're just going to keep that throughout the whole thing, it looks like.
Yeah, two times incubator. Yep.
But week three has Mewtwo coming at us. Oh, actually, we forgot to mention, week two is going to have all four forms of Deoxys available in 5-star raids.
It looks like they could do YMCA. Is exactly what I get out of that. And sell cars at the same time. So that's all cool.
Okay.
You're welcome. And
then week three, Unova is coming out with a few, at least three, because their shiny forms are going to pop out. Patrett, Lillip, and Klink. As well as shiny Mewtwo is going to be available in raids with the special move Psystrike, which, according to sources and theoretical battle simulations, Psystrike is going to beat out Psychic in most scenarios. Not quite all, but most.
Yeah.
And I really, I like the shiny Mewtwo because he goes from being purple to being green.
It's still not a good color green. They're worse than rich, deep forest green. Stop giving me the baby poop green. One. Look, Joe, I would think you'd be tired of baby poop green at this point.
Yeah, well, it could be worse. There's worse greens out there.
How's the little Piplup doing?
The little Piplup? do you mean Lillip?
No, I mean your baby.
Oh, little Robbie. He's doing great.
There you go. There's your dad half second of the show. There you go. Awesome. okay, so out of this order, just give me the row number of what I should talk about. Well, 41, right? Because I'm moving it up because we just talked about Shiny Mewtwo has been announced.
Shiny Mewtwo has been announced. And the person that leaked it was, wasn't it Pokemon Holly? Yeah. Pokemon Holly leaked it out there. So, pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We saw Pokemon Holly at GoFest.
Yeah, yep. Stood in line behind her to get some avocados for my hamburger. Yeah. And by that, I mean, we were in the very exclusive, totally air-conditioned and awesome
dream room. If you go into the bathroom, it was air-conditioned.
No, that's true. And they did good. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they really did treat everybody right, and it was nice, and it was good. It was just a hot day. Not like when we came home, though, right, Joe? I mean, today I got my car and it said 100 degrees outside.
I'm just happy that since we have a new van, that means I got my wife's old car, and I have guaranteed air conditioning. Because my air conditioner did not always work on my old car. So
yeah, man. I hope you love your van. I know my wife loves her van. And it makes it great to take the whole family out to go raiding and stuff. Oh, is this
What's that?
I just pulled up my game because even though I'm not the one streaming, I was going to take it around to see look around and see what's going on there. And a news popped up from today. And is the 1,000-year slumber, is that in the notes already? Yeah, I see a 1,000-year slumber. Okay, got it.
Yeah, new Jirachi shirt.
Yeah, I see that. So do we automatically have it since we have Jirachi?
I don't know. I haven't looked. I don't generally mess with my outfit. Let's find out.
I don't even remember how to get outfits, to be honest with you. There it is. I found it. All right. Hats, tops. This makes for a great podcast, everybody.
Sure does.
Hey, follow along at home. Just open up your outfits and scroll slowly to the other side.
Yeah, I'm not seeing I'm not at the very end of the list, but I'm not seeing the Jirachi shirt just yet.
Holy crap. How many shirts do they have in this? This is not a freaking Costco, man. What is that shirt? I like that shirt.
Is that it? Nope.
No, I got a shirt with the Pokeball. I think it's the it's one of the event shirts.
Oh, Rock Eddie's saying you have to complete the challenge to get it.
What the heck, man? The challenge was we drove 14 hours to be there. What do you mean we're gonna
the new event?
But I know, Eddie. I knew it was gonna be. I knew from the game news it was gonna be everybody else has to do it. But you know who I am. I'm the Rock Out of Podcasting. I was at Chicago Fest 2019. I got Jirachi. I should have the shirt to prove it. Nah, nobody cared. That was the sound of the world not caring is what that was. Go ahead and read the news there, Joe.
Yeah, so it does specify in the second paragraph, once you've finished all tasks in your special research, simply head over to the style shop and the Jirachi t-shirt will be available for you. So.
Fine. So I'm not going to get the shirt, but I didn't care. I don't really care about the shirt. Let's do number 29. I'm going to move it up. It's not 29 anymore. But the Amazing Summer. So, isn't there one more event in Canada, or is that done already?
No, the Canada event, the Safari Zone in Canada, has not happened yet.
So I guess they're not counting that as part of their summer tour?
It wasn't listed as part of the summer tour when they first announced the summer tour.
Well, they're saying, thanks for an amazing summer.
Oh, wait, no, it did happen. I stand corrected. It happened the past 3 days.
Okay, there you go. So it was this past weekend. Or week. You said past 3 days, well, during the week?
It ended today.
Okay.
So today, yesterday, and the day before.
Yeah. So you know what?
It's kind of weird to do it in the middle of the week, but you know.
Yeah. Kudos to Niantic for actually putting on a fantastic festival this year. It was great. The coverage was perfectly fine. I don't think I had one little glitch, you know. I think you had one little glitch while we were there, but
it was mostly just my phone getting too hot.
And mine could have been that too. I don't know. I mean, I guarantee you it ran smoother than it's going to run when you're at Dragon Con next week.
yeah, that's so, for sure.
Good job. It was fantastic. All the other fests at Dortmund and Yokohama, positive reports came out of those as well. So, excellent. They've announced their first Harry Potter Day. I don't know when that is because it's not the Harry Potter.
I think they already had their first Harry Potter Day.
I don't know. I'm just saying they've learned.
I'll pay attention.
Yeah, they're learning. Well, yeah, because we don't play the game, but they're obviously learning from what we're doing. So I don't know if it's a community day or a fest, but obviously, if you're in the Harry Potter game, you're welcome. We learned the hard way. You got to learn off of us. But a lot of our stuff came from Ingress anyway. So there you go.
Says they've had two community days for Harry Potter.
Tony P. Henderson. I guess he got tired of playing Overwatch and came to watch us instead. I like Tony. He is cool. So don't forget, hashtag Niantic Live 2020 is ongoing. Basically, to try to get Niantic to bring a festival to your city, you use the hashtag Niantic Live 2020 and nominate your city on Twitter and Instagram. This is a really, really good tip. I'm glad they're pointing it out. Be sure to involve your city and tourism board, because that's who's going to really approve things and get things pushed through. So basically, like, if I thought Atlanta would be fine, I just don't want it to be July, you know, like Chicago is. So I haven't bothered to go nominate Atlanta, but I could go down to the tourism board in Atlanta, show them this, and they would help back it up. And because Atlanta has a bajillion festivals. That's another reason why I don't think Pokemon should come to Atlanta. We have a bajillion festivals and cons.
Bajillion.
Dude, you think I'm exaggerating. And I might be by like a million. And that's it. I mean, it's really up there in the hundreds of millions. I mean, okay. It's a couple thousand, I would think. If you range from the little block-sized festivals that go on in Atlanta that are open to the public to the Dragon Con level stuff. There is so much in Atlanta all the time. So that's my two cents on it. All right. So what's your take on their summer? They had a good summer?
Yeah, it was a very enjoyable summer. A lot of new shinies came out of it, and sounds like everyone had a blast. The events went off quite a bit better than the past. So, you know, all around, it's a success. In this post, they also announced the next three, well, I guess for the remainder of the year, the community day dates and times. So we've got October. All of them are 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time, but it's October 12th. I should probably, let's figure out what day the
All right, you pull out the calendar. Yeah. So it's going to be October 12th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
All right, yeah. So October 12th is a Saturday. November 16th is
a Saturday.
Also a Saturday. And then the December one, which will probably once again be a, hey, collection here's the whole year. Yep. All of them. But it's December 14th and 15th.
Yeah.
So that's a Saturday and a Sunday.
Yeah. So go ahead and plan your calendars. I'll be doing the October, November ones probably because that's great weather for us here. It's time. It's a good time to take the family out. Until I hit December 13th or even 14th, I will have no idea about that weekend until I get there because that's right in that holiday crunch zone, you know. Did they update the color on Star U, or is that a shiny?
No, they updated the color a while back.
Yeah, I haven't seen one in a minute. Joe, let's jump to the unknowns or in 10K eggs because that's part of the bonus.
Yeah, we
weeks,
already
right?
talked about that actually,
and that's probably only going to be for the first week. Yeah, just 1 week.
No, that's 2 weeks. It was the 9th to the 23rd.
No.
Oh.
Because according to the
September 2nd. Oh, 9th to the 23rd was the regionals in the special eight.
Yes.
This is the 2nd to the 9th.
Yeah. So,
and they spell ultra.
Ultra. What else can they spell with those letters? I don't know. Tralu.
Tall.
No, they can't. Not correctly.
Well, if you only have the four letters, but you can get multiple unknowns.
That is true. Until it shows up right now, there's no announcement about them being at Dragon Con. So.
Yeah, and I wouldn't expect them to be there since they haven't been doing unknowns at other cons this year. Like last year, they put them at a ton of different conventions.
Yeah.
But they didn't do anything this year.
Things are picking up for them.
Do I still have it in a picture? I'm going to pull it up, risk my pictures here. There we go. So in the announcement, so we talked about week three having Unova. They actually had a hint before it was officially announced that it would be Unova in the announcement for week three. Because the first letter of each sentence on the announcement for week three spelled Unova. Oh, did my, oh no.
You lost us there, Joe, on the screen.
I sure did. Let me see.
See,
if I
this
can
is a PG family show, Joe. Whenever you pulled up, our censor said, no, you can't show that on Pokemon Go podcast show. I don't know what you're trying to show, but shame.
Well, apparently,
shame.
Apparently, Discord doesn't like me pulling up my photos.
So, is it, you keep calling it Unova? Is it or is it Unova?
It's
Unova.
I've always heard people say Unova, but
Unova it has a Latin flavor.
Unova, according to Nathan Epp.
And now
it wouldn't be our podcast if we pronounced everything correctly. So.
This is very true. before we hit that, just a reminder, of course, Ultra Bonus has been unlocked. Jirachi has quests, and you can go do them, and you'll get Jirachi in a free t-shirt. Well, I don't know if it's free. You'll unlock the t-shirt. Sometimes you have to pay for the t-shirt after you unlock it. But it might be free. Yep. I don't know. So... Unova. What is this?
Don't we have a list of all the different research tasks and rewards? Yeah, we do.
If you want to go down and knock yourself out.
We'll do that one. The one I just wrote done on.
Well, we can't do it if it's done. There's no repeating stuff on the show, Joe.
Calm yourself. So yeah, this is the research tasks. For the Jirachi event. So if you don't want to be spoiled, like some people in our Discord don't want to be spoiled, tune out now for a little bit. But the first step is catch 25 Pokemon, and that gets you 1,000 experience. Spin 10 Pokestops or gyms gets you a Jigglypuff. Make 3 new friends gets you a Phoebus. And then the reward for doing all 3 of those is one of each of the special lores, the Mossy lore, the Glacial lore, and the Magnetic lore. Fabian, he says, no spoilers.
All right. Well, you know what? If anybody's listening or watching and you want to know what the tasks are, PokemonGoPodcast.com, episode 161? 162.
Yep. Episode 162. Yep.
We'll have the link there. You can go to our page. If you're watching live, of course you can't, because obviously we're doing it right now for the recording. But yeah, you can go look through them yourself. That way, you know, we don't upset Fabian. But nobody let him know that that's what we're doing, because he just posted, let me know when the spoilers are over.
So he muted us.
We're the whole thing. The whole thing is spoilers now. So, all right. So what does this Unova stone do?
I think it'll just be like the Sinnoh stone, where they clumped a bunch of stuff together for evolutions.
Okay.
Exciting.
All right. I want to save the Charles one for a minute. Let's do that one last. Let's do the shiny forms, and you can tell us a little bit about Patrat, Lillipup, and Klink. I don't know why I got a weird voice.
We already talked about them a little bit, and their shinies are popping up. Because that's during week 3 when Unova is coming around, because they are all Unova Pokemon. And I know next to nothing about Gen 5. I'm just going to straight up say that now. I've never played it. I actually do have a Gen 5 game sitting over here that a friend gave me a few weeks ago, and I haven't even started yet, but yeah, maybe I'll get around to playing it eventually. Maybe. Are you still here, Charles?
Nope.
Did I lose you? All right. I lost you. Got it.
Yeah.
yeah. So these,
I'm on to Harry Potter Wizarding World. I'm off. You got this now.
He's not on the show anymore. I'm flying solo from now on. But yeah, so these 3 are the first announced Unova Pokemon. I'm sure that we will have more than just these 3, but yep. Yeah, and Nathan Epp said that it specifically, the announcement for the Ultra Rewards did show the Gen 5 starters as well. So we are expecting them to pop
up. How slow do you think that's going to go? Because Gen 4 was spaced out fairly well, but at the tail end, we kind of were like, all right, we've got, even me, the casual, I've got 90% of what I'm going to catch. Can we get
any
shadows?
We don't even have all of Gen 3 yet.
And we got some Gen 4s, right?
Yeah, we do.
I got to make sure I'm not speaking out of turn, because you said Gen 5, that's where we're. So how slow do you think this is going to roll?
Well, it might be like Miltank using Rollout. Slow to start, but then it's going to hit us hard. You don't even know.
Nope.
You don't even know how to.
Nope.
How to respond to that.
Yeah, no. So, Joe, tell us about this. No, all right. Let's look at their shiny forms. I thought I had to link up. Here it goes. Okay, so we have Leave It to Beaver and Wally. All right. With Safety Vest Wally and Puke Vest Wally. Leave It to Beaver is going to change from Angry Red Eyes to Stoner Green Eyes. Got it. And then that's Patrat. Is that who that's supposed to be?
So if you're looking at the one with the Gen 6/7 models,
yeah,
the top left, the Weasel, is Patrat.
Okay. And then, that's Beaver and Wally, sure.
Yeah, Lillipup.
No, see, that's like Eevee ran into a glass door and stayed there. That's what that is right there. So that's cool. I can get down. Then we got
Clink.
We then we have Mr. Wilson. We have Mr. Wilson from Dennis the Menace with the big bushy mustache there and the blue coat. And then we've got really old Wilson with the big long mustache dragging on the ground and hair that needs to be cut. So that's the Lillipop family.
Okay.
And then Clink is like they ran out of ideas.
Random gears.
Yeah, it's just two gears, a gear and a bigger gear, a gear and a bigger gear and a third gear. Okay.
Yep.
I just sometimes I look at Pokemon and I'm like, why am I? I don't get it.
Yeah, and its name, the evolutions for Clink are Clink and then Clang and then Clink Clang.
Seriously?
Yes.
No, really?
No, yes, that's real.
Well, there's a reason they didn't make Detective Pikachu.
And then Patrat, its evolved form is Watchdog.
All right. That makes sense.
And then Lillipup evolves into Herdier and Stoutland.
All right, kind of like a herder, like a sheepdog. Kind of, all right. Sure. Hey, I don't care. My favorite part of the game was the shadows come up. I see the shadows. I catch the shadows. I'm good.
Yeah, I agree with Fabian. Wait till you meet Chandelure. It's just a chandelier.
Meet our guests.
With ghost fire candles.
So somebody watched Beauty and the Beast and thought, we can do that.
Well, except for instead of a candlestick.
Well, you have to change it because, you know, you can't be copyright infringing. You know, not if you want to make it big in this world.
Oh, Disney has enough money. They can do whatever they want.
Oh, and they will. I'm just a little surprised they haven't bought the Pokemon Go company at this point. Because it's a very solid IP. Almost 30 years strong, you know. And Pokemon Company.
Well, it might have something to do with the fact that they're based out of Japan.
Are you saying Disney's racist?
No, I'm just saying how many companies they own that are international. Anyway,
I don't know. Now, this is not the Disney's racist podcast. This is no, and they're not. I mean, I didn't know where you're. I just didn't know where you're going with that. But I don't know. Who cares? This is not the Disney podcast. Let's talk about our midweek weekly update
from Wonderful One. And a lot of this we've already talked about because. Well, it's talking about the different ultra bonuses, but there is a reminder here that currently until the 30th, the Water Festival is going on. And so that reminds me, I should probably switch my buddy Pokemon to a water type Pokemon since they have half walking distance. But yeah, get on it.
Jump on it, my Pokey, capture it, and my Pokeball. You didn't think I was going to pull it off, and I did. Got the whole course out, and it was clean.
You do what you got to do.
Bonus points to me tonight. I win. Okay, so the fake me is out there confirming some rumors, and I likes it. Code Divers, I started hearing this rumor. Was it between last week and this week, maybe, that there's going to be some possible competitive, actual in-game competitive rankings? And apparently, at Trolls, says two other items besides the Unova Stone, Route Maker and Versus Seeker upgrade, a full Gen 5 Pokédex added, Pinsir Shadow added, Buddy System reworked, Feeding Emotions and Counters, competitive ranking system and route creation system. Now those last two, let's start with the route creation system. Joe, huh?
I have no idea what the route maker or the seeker upgrade is.
Yeah. Well, versus seeker. So I would imagine PvP.
Oh yeah. Probably a battle system.
Yeah. Looking for, I just don't, obviously I don't know what the route creation. So competitive ranking would be obviously PvP related as well.
Yep, yep.
Do you care?
Eh.
I mean, I know there's lots of people who do, but I don't think either one of us are very competitive on the PvP level at all. So come to our Pokemon Go presents, or Pokemon Go podcast presents Pokemon Go PvP tournament at Dragon Con on Saturday afternoon, because we're just hosting it. We're not going to fight, but we do have some awesome guests that are going to be fighting on the big TV, and there's some amazing prizes. Do you want me to tell you one prize, Joe? One prize for a winner of our tournament?
Is it the Pokemon Ball or the Pokeball Plus?
It is the Pokeball Plus. So to wait, because I never what league? Soapbox asked what league. I think it's Great League, right?
Yeah, we're doing Great League.
Great League, just to kind of make it a, more of an even playing ground for most people who come in. Because, you know, we're going to get kids in there and maybe some newcomers to the game and those kind of things. We might want to make it fun for everybody to come and play and have a blast. I got to talk to Tony P. Henderson. We might be donating a few consolation prizes, just fun little things. But the there's three places, essentially top three places, and the way I like to do it, and I know I'm springing this on you, Joe, I haven't really said it yet, but I think you'd agree, is that I like it because who knows, first place might already have a Pokeball Plus, they might want something else, so it's first place gets first pick of the prizes, yeah, second place gets fair. Second pick, and then third place gets what's left, and you never know, third place might get that Pokeball Plus because the other two people might already have it or not want it. You never know. So that's it. Why not a Switch with Let's Go and the Pokeball Plus? Well, Fabian, if you'd like to sign up at patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast, that could happen next year. Or just donate 1,000,000 bits right now here on Twitch. We'd love you. So there's two other prizes. And the Pokeball Plus is probably it's definitely the most expensive, but it's probably one of the better.
It's brand new, right?
Oh, yeah. Inbox, which straight from Amazon. Yep.
It has Mew in it for anyone that has the Let's Go game. So, because by default, it comes with Mew, and that's the only way to get Mew in the Let's Go games.
Okay. Maybe it's not new now that I know that.
It's not new anymore.
I'm sorry. I had to go to eBay to get it. CBay. I had to go to Charles Bay to get it. Sorry. It's brand new in box, so there you go. You get Mew for the Let's Go games if you get this. What's this? A special new link that you just dropped in, Mr. Ard?
Yeah, so there was Fabian reminded me that there was actually a first official Pokemon Go tournament that occurred, and the grand prize or the grand final match victor was Pogo Kiang. I don't know a whole lot about the tournament, to be honest, other than the fact that it happened. It was the World's Invitational. And,
I lost my invite. You know, actually, truthfully, I don't see the Terry Wolf up here. I don't understand what's happened, Terry. I thought you were king of the world. Interestingly enough, I do see, don't know why this surprises me, but it does. I do see multiple American flags on the rounds here. And I expect, you know, if I'm reading this right, that's the Japanese flags. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Japanese flags. Oh, no, this is two different things. So, okay. 1, 2, 3 American flags, 3 Japanese flags.
Yeah, most of these Australia? Were people that were invited specifically and, quote, unquote, one lucky fan.
I bet you they probably are hardcore PvP players on Silk Road circuits.
Well, some of them are people that work at Game Freak. They had trainer tips there as a commentator. So,
yeah. Fabian says, yeah, and the GPS failed the whole time.
Well, and they streamed it live, so I'm sure.
So, well, that's cool. I was not aware. So thanks, Nathan, for putting that up there. All right. as we've been joking around, but, you know, playfully serious, if you'd love to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast. That's how you become a part of our awesome community on Discord. And we got swag for different levels. We got different things that happen. By all means, all of our public appearances are free, and you're welcome to come just by being a listener and just wanting to be there. So we have one coming up in Dragon Con. But if you'd like to interact with the community every single day, as a lot of people do, you can join our Patreon, and we would appreciate that. And if you're on twitch.tv/PokemonGoPodcast, which is recorded live on Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, you can do those subscriptions. And you can even gift some subscriptions, because I believe if you have Amazon Prime, they give you one gift subscription to give away to somebody as well. So you get some free subscriptions through Amazon Prime or Twitch Prime. Or just, if you love us, you can hit that button and hit subscribe. But the biggest thing of all that will really, really, really help us out is hit those follow buttons, hit those like buttons, hit those share buttons. Tell your friends, man, this is the best, the most entertaining cast. I like it. Why don't you listen to it? Or, hey, come hang out on Thursday nights and watch it with us and type away and have fun. So, yeah, we really appreciate you doing that and sharing the word and getting that stuff out there. Joe, I'm sorry, Mr. Ard. Can thou tell us me the time?
I can. It's time for you to not feel so well, Charles. I mean, it's time.
It's the time for me to do my job better. And we have changed the YouTube channel up just slightly. So Joe and I felt like we were splitting our efforts between Giant Size Team Up trying to do their YouTube channel, which is the network we're on. It's Giant Size Team Up Network. So Giant Size Team Up Network has its YouTube channel, and we were trying to build our own YouTube channel for Pokemon Go. It didn't grab the steam that we thought it would. So we have since merged that, and the wonderful and talented Nicole 0991 has moved all of our videos over. So the old channel is still there, but all the new videos that we're doing, like tonight here on Twitch, those videos are going to go to Giant Size Team Up on YouTube. She has a link in the chat here, and we'll get that put in the show notes. But we need so many followers to be able to get that Giant Size Team Up name put on it. But it has its own channel, so you don't have to dig through a whole bunch of other videos if you don't want to. It has its own playlist. A playlist is what it is on YouTube. So it has its own playlist. So now, Mr. R, after you beat me, what time is it?
It is time for random trivia. And this week I wanted to talk about Lillipup, Herdier, and Stoutland. Since they are some of the first Gen 5 shinies that we will have. Lillipup, I'm going to call him Lillipup forever, I know. Lillipup is the puppy Pokemon. Herdier is the loyal dog Pokemon. And Stoutland is the big-hearted Pokemon. They are all normal types. Each generation seems to have to have its own dog. But Lillipup talks about how if it faces a strong, it faces strong opponents with great courage. So it is a very brave Pokemon. But when it's at a disadvantage in a fight, it's intelligent and it flees. So it's smart enough to run away when it can't win the fight. And its name comes from a combination of, well, pup at the end, but its inspiration is Lilliputian, which is the name of a fictional island.
Lilliputian. Yeah. The Gulliver's Travels.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And so it's a very small person or being, basically.
Yeah, yeah, because Gulliver was the giant, and they were all the little... Dude, your family would love the new... I don't remember if it's called Gulliver's Travels, but when Jack Black did it, they nailed it. It was great. It was very fun.
Yep. And then its Korean name is Yorteri, which people suspect it's derived from Yorkshire Terrier. But okay. Then Herdier its Pokedex entry talks about how its fur on its back, that's, it looks kind of like dark blue to me, but it, its Pokedex entry claims it's black. But basically it's a cape. And so it, okay, personally, it reminds me of like a Scotland Yard.
Yeah. Little Scotty, yeah, dog, whatever. Yeah.
But it, apparently its cape is actually very hard and almost serves as body armor and reduces the damage it receives.
So I would go with cape if it didn't cover the entirety of the tail. You know, it would absolutely look like a cape if it didn't cover. Now it just looks like blue fur because it covers the entirety of the tail.
But yeah, it's definitely based on the Yorkshire Terrier. And its name comes from herd and terrier.
Makes sense.
Yup, yup. And then its final evolution is Stoutland. And its Pokedex entry talks about how it rescues people stranded in blizzards.
And where's this barrel of alcohol?
Come, yeah, on. Exactly, right?
Yeah.
And its shaggy fur shields it from the cold.
Wait, so that blue color is a cape on its middle evolution, but now it's actually fur on this evolution?
Well, it, if you look, I think the top portion are actually its whiskers that have just extended all,
right,
the way.
No, yeah, that's the white portion, and it's like this whole grayish thing. But its paws and its face are brown, which tells me this cape is like kudzu in Georgia. It just grows and covers everything.
Yep, pretty much.
All right, now I'm on board. I understand.
So it's basically a kind of, it's similar to a Saint Bernard in its backstory, but it doesn't really look like a Saint Bernard. It's more, the aesthetics are more like a Shih Tzu or a Maltese. But Stoutland.
Joseph.
What?
Language.
Oh, man. So its name, Stoutland, stout being its bulky, and land referring to, it's basically derived from Scotland. So because its inspiration is a Scottish Terrier, a Yorkshire Terrier, and things like that. So, yep, yep.
I get the naming convention for sure. It makes a lot of sense.
Charles is going to play, take over as the shaggy dog in Disney's next remake. And he's going to play Stoutland.
I can do that. Money's money, man. I could voice Stoutland.
It's the,
that's
it's
what
the
you want to see. You want to see
Pokemon crossover when Disney, yeah, when Disney buys Pokemon Company.
You want to see Detective Pikachu 2 with this dog in it? You just want to hear my voice come out like, what? You can hear me too? And that's the only line in the whole thing. And I just pee on his leg and walk off.
Who needs the hat when you can have a bow tie, right? Or yeah, have a necktie.
Let's take a minute. You said you saw did you see Detective Pikachu?
Yep.
Okay. So it's been out for a while. It's been on DVD, Blu-ray streaming for a while now as well. I saw it. What's your two cents on Pokemon, Detective Pikachu?
I liked it. I liked it quite a bit. You know, without getting into too many spoilery details, I thought they did a really, really good job as for their first live action Pokemon movie. I was pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
You?
I guess I expected more. Now, again, not a huge Pokemon fan. I've watched, I think, the original movie. I've watched one or two parts of some of the animation movies. They may have seen some of the cartoon. But I just saw Ryan Reynolds, who I think is phenomenal in everything. And I saw the graphics, and that's all I really wanted to go see. So I rented the 4K version on streaming to watch it. That was a mistake, because apparently in the 4K version, some of the flaws kind of jump out at you. So there's moments where, like, oh my God, that is such a great Snorlax, or Slaking is in the background, and it looked real and phenomenal in the sizes. And then there's other moments like, huh, that looks like a cartoon right now. And that's kind of taking me out of the movie. Not a complaint, but I'm saying if you're going to do it, do the HD or SD version. Don't do the 4K version, in my opinion.
First world problems.
Yeah. Yeah. First Kanto region problems. But I should have. It was a great movie for a Pokemon movie. I don't know why I was expecting something different. I really, really think it would have been punchier if they didn't show Mewtwo in the preview at all, or, you know, open the movie with
him. He popped up real early in the movie.
He opens the movie.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm like, I would have done that a little different. But otherwise, if you've ever watched Pokemon anything or any movie for families of any kind, you know what's going to happen. I'm not going to spoil it, but as you watch it, you tell what's going to happen. But that's what Pokemon is all about, right? You know Ash is going to go out and try to defeat this thing. It's going to be a struggle.
Ash wasn't in this movie.
I know he wasn't in this movie. It's not my point. My point is all the Pokemons have that same formula of hero, struggle, wins. And it's not quite like that here, but it was fun. It was fun. My entire family watched it, and they sat and watched the whole thing. Did you, on the version you got, did it have the extras?
I didn't watch any of the extras.
Oh, you missed out on one good one, and yeah, totally did not miss out on one bad one. Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Sure.
All right, so in one of the extras, there's a Mr. Mime audio commentary. And I was like, oh, I got to watch that. And it comes up, and he's just sitting there. He looks around, and it's really well done. And you know, the art, the animation, everything's really well done. And he comes out and he does the things on the screen. It's like, yeah, everybody forgot that I don't speak, or you know, something like that. It played to the fact he doesn't speak and this and that. It's a very funny bit. And they go, so just watch this extended clip of me being interviewed or being whatever.
See, in the anime,
it wasn't extended.
He did say Mr. Mime.
Well, yeah, but you can't do that as an audio commentary. You know, so it was funny. It was a funny bit. It played well for people who clicked on it. But then they showed the same clip that was in the movie. There wasn't extra bits to it, so I didn't understand that. But it was cool. Fabian. Fabian.
Fabian. It's true, though. It's true.
This movie, I saw the ending coming. It was fine. I liked it. It was cool.
Ash didn't win.
I thought it was good. Ash wasn't even in the movie. Email show at PokemonGoPodcast.com. SpeakPipe, we'd love to have your voice. Cheeky Nashville, where you bees? We haven't heard from you in like 3 weeks. You're like a third host of the show now, man. We're going to be playing those audios. SpeakPipe is on PokemonGoPodcast.com. Just hit that little tab. Any device that touches the internet that has a microphone, you got up to 90 seconds. Anybody can use it. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're safely pulled over, do that. Just pull up the website, hit it, leave us a message going, hey, I listened to the podcast. And that's it. That's cool. We'll play it. Reddit is r/PokemonGoPodcast, where you can see all the headlines as they get put in. Submit your own headlines. Submit your own commentary. Write some articles. We've had people write little articles and analysis of different characters and all kind of stuff throughout the years. And we love it all. So put it there. Facebook is /PokemonGoPodcast. Twitter's @PokemonGoPod. Twitch.tv/PokemonGoPodcast. And, of course, we're on all the podcatchers out there, iTunes. I do have to look at some other stuff, Joe. We talked about
it. We might be on Google.
We might be on Google. I don't know. Well, you know what? You know what? Bo could have done that. Now that I think about it, he could have done it through his portal, and we just never thought about it. Because it's not on my portal, but I didn't think about it because it's been 3 years. But we didn't think about it. So we might be on Google. We got to get some stuff straightened out. But you can find us. We're out there. Come watch us. Come listen. Come play. If you'd like to buy some merchandise, so show up next week at Dragon Con in your full-on Red Valor shirt with my face on it. Go to tiny.cc/G, S, T, U. And you can, and that's GSU for Giant Size Team Up. It has to be capital because it is a tiny.cc. Like, you know what? I need to do one with all lowercase as well, just because.
So that they're both there?
Yeah, just so they're both there, just in case. Do that. And check out YouTube. If you search Pokemon Go podcast, you'll find the two channels, right? The original one that we were doing, and then it'll link you to Giant Size Team Up. Or if you just search Giant Size Team Up Network on YouTube, you'll find that and all a bunch of other videos from other. Now, I will tell you, this is the only PG/PG-13 show on the network. Now, it's not like all vile and horribleness, but you got to be careful. That's all I'm saying. If you're coming from us to there, know that it's more R-rated in the other videos. Right?
Yeah, our search engine optimization is not good on YouTube. If you search Pokemon Go podcast, you got to scroll down a little ways before you run into one of our
Yeah, because certain episodes. People ganked our title and we're unapologetic about it, but that's okay.
Actually, a lot of the first ones are... You know, we love them, but at the same time, we hate them. No, just Pokemon Go Radio. A bunch of their stuff pops up first.
We got to have a talk with them boys. So, Joe, where can they find you on the web?
You can find me at Joseph_Ard.
And you find me at Rock God of Pod. And, of course, you can find both of us live at Dragon Con next week. That's August 30th, 31st, September 1st and 2nd.
29th.
Yeah. Well, 29th is Thursday, so yeah, there's some stuff going on. We'll be around. So yeah, check us out. Come hang out. And Saturday is the 31st. Yeah, Saturday's the 31st. And we have our Pokemon Go tournament. Pokemon Go. Yeah, I said that right. At 1 p.m. in Galleria 6. It will be live streamed, so check out any of the panels, including ours, at twitch.tv/DC Digital Media. So twitch.tv/DC Digital Media. All the panels in Galleria 6 will be broadcast there. And then and we'll have our tournament live started at 1 being broadcast there as well. So come hang out and play with us. Till next week, tune in to hear Mr. Ard say.
And if you are there, because this isn't streamed live, I will be doing a D&D panel on Saturday at 11:30 a.m. in Galleria 7. Yeah!